In the last year, we mentioned that according to the Das HaGaonim, here in Menachas on Daf Mem, we do not put Chutei Pishtan on a Tal Shel Pishtan. And the reason for this prohibition, this Iser, is because the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Dalet that Tcheles has to be made of Tzemer. That's the Tcheles that the Torah commanded us to put on a Beged of four Knafos. We derive from this that the main mitzvah of tzitzis cannot be fulfilled without psilim of tzemer. Since tcheles is made of tzemer, so too we derive the conclusion that lavan is also of tzemer. So according to the Gaonim, we have this hekesh. Just like tcheles has to be tzemer, so too lavan has to be tzemer. And last week, we presented a barrage of questions which the Rishonim pile and attack the Gaonim, because it's clear from the sugyas that you can be Yotze with Chutei Pishtan. The Bala Itur, which we began last time, explains the opinion of the Gaonim. Even according to the Gaonim, Chutei Pishtan Aksherim B'tzitzis. That's not what the Gaonim deny. That's clear from all the sugyas that you can use Chutei Pishtan for tzitzis. But rather their opinion is that these chutim are ksherim only b'toras lavan. But we cannot use them to replace Chutei Tcheles. And it means that there are two dimensions to the mitzvah of Tcheles. There's the fact that it's made of tzemer, and the fact that it's tzavua b'tcheles. And even if we cannot find, if we cannot possibly dye these chutei tzemer with tcheles, nevertheless, we fulfill the ikar din of, well, I shouldn't say the ikar din, but we fulfill at least the basic din, the first din of tcheles, namely that it should be made of tzemer. So therefore, on this beged, we do need two chutei tzemer, and that's how we are mekayim, not the mitzvah of tcheles in its complete form, but we'll call it miktsas, mitzvah ha-tcheles. So when we learn tcheles, eino ma'akev es ha-lovan, which is a sugi back on daf lamed ches, this is not meant to say that you don't need tcheles for lavan. What we're talking about is the din of tseva tcheles. That when the Gemara establishes that ein ha-tcheles ma'akev es-halavan, it means the tseva of tcheles is not ma'akev es-halavan. However, as far as the additional din, namely that you need two chutim made of the material of tzemer, that is ma'akev es-halavan. And if he doesn't have two chutim of tzemer, then he cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis at all. So just to summarize, in the understanding of the Bala Itur, what the Gaonim are insisting is that we need two chutim of tzemer in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. And even though those two chutim of tzemer are not real tcheles, but they have a miktsas kiyum of tcheles, insofar as it's the material of tzemer, which is the material of tcheles, and that we must have. That's an absolute requirement. Because without two chutim of tzemer, we do not have tcheles at all, and that activates the principle of tcheles ma'akev es halavan. Eina tcheles ma'akev es halavan means if you have two chutim of tzemer that are not dyed with tcheles, then it's not ma'akev es halavan. But you certainly need two chutim of tzemer. That's an absolute requirement. Therefore, it comes out according to the Bala Itur that in a situation where he was matil two chutei tzemer bebeged shel pishtan, even the Gaonim would be modeh that he adds two chutei pishtan ala beged, and he's mashlim with those the required number of dalet chutei hatzitzis. So it comes out that as the Bala Itur establishes, even the Gaonim would agree that you can be yotze with chutei pishtan the mitzvah of Lavan, but that's only on the condition that he has also two chutei tzemer. So if you have two chutei tzemer in this beged shel pishtan and two chutei pishtan, then you have a full dalit chutei tzitzis and you yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis. And it comes out in this particular case that you would apply the principle of esei docha lo saseh vis-a-vis the two chutei tzemer. And those two chutei tzemer are substitutes, as it were, for the mitzvah of tcheles, because otherwise without them is tcheles ma'akivus halavan. But here it's ein tcheles ma'akivus halavan insofar as he has chutei tzemer, which is a miktas kium of tcheles. And now we get to the achronim. The achronim raise a very fundamental objection against the Bala Itur from our sugi here on Daf Mem. The sugi on Daf Mem presents the fact that the Anshe Yushalayim did not wear tzitzis on a Beged Shel Pishtan. And the Gemara says why. The Gemara says that there's a problem here of Kelayim B'tzitzis. What's the problem of Kelayim B'tzitzis? Because the two chutei tzemer on this beged shel pishtan were not colored with genuine tchelis, but rather with kol ilon. So the Gemara says, okay, so you don't have tchelis, you have a mitzvah you have kol ilon, but at least the Gemara says lo yehi ela lavan. Let these two chutim of tzemer function as chutei lavan, and therefore we can apply the principle of esei docha lo saseh, because you have here the mitzvah of tzitzis, albeit not with tcheles, but at least with lavan. So the Gemara answers Reish Lakish on this question of lo yehei ela lavan, meaning, so if he doesn't have the possibility of chutei tcheles, at least let him use chutei lavan and fulfill the mitzvah of lavan. We paskin, as we said before, in Lamed Ches, ein hatcheles ma'akeves ha'lavan. And since he fulfills the mitzvah of tzitzis with these chutei lavan, let's apply the principle of esei docha lo. So what are the Anshei Yerushalayim worried about? And the Gemara's answer is that since the chutei lavan on this beged shel pishtan could have been made from pishtan, who says he had to make it from tzemer? What forced him to use tzemer was the mitzvah of tcheles, but he doesn't have the mitzvah of tcheles. So then, for our part, he doesn't gain a thing by using chutei tzemer for this beged shel pishtan. To add chutei tzemer to the beged shel pishtan, he might as well use chutei pishtan on this beged shel pishtan, and in so being, he would circumvent the avera, the violation of kelayim, and we apply the principle of Reish Lakish that it's efshel kaim shneim. We don't apply the principle of esei docha lo saseh. So the achronim say, but this is a kasha, a kusha gdola on the Bala Itur. The Gemara's answer makes no sense, because according to the Bala Itur, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, we must have chutei tzemer in this beged. It's the efshel b'loach. There's no way of fulfilling the mitzvah, because basically according to the Bala Itur, tcheles ma'akevus halavan, insofar as the tcheles miktas, tcheles meaning the chutim are made of tzemer, without the chutei tzemer you're not yotze the mitzvah of tzitz at all. So how could the Gemara apply the principle of Reish Lakish and assume that it's efshel kaim shneim? It's not efshel kaim shneim at all, because we must have chutei lavan of tzemer. We must have chutei tzemer on this beged. I shouldn't call him lavan, because in the framework of the Bala Itur, they substitute to some extent for tcheles, and that's ma'akim. You need the tcheles in order to set up the mitzvah of tzitzis. But clearly, since you must have the chutei tzemer according to the Bala Itur, and there's no way to avoid it, you must have hatola of two chutei tzemer. Why shouldn't we apply the principle of esei the tzitzis docha lo taseh the kelayim? Why is Reish Lakish relevant here of efshel kaim shneim? It's not efshel kaim shneim. We absolutely must have the two chutim of tzem. So what we began last in the last shiur, up till now, is pretty much a chazor of what we started last time. But we need that chazor in order to review the very new explanation of the sugya and the Bala'ita according to the Malbim. This Malbim, we said, is in Artzis HaChayim, in Hilchas Tzitzis, Siman Ches, and he says the following. Afal Gav, the Shnei Chute Lovan Shal Tzemer, Boim Bimkom Tcheles, Mikomokom Enom Mamish Kitcheles, Sheyidcha Lav. Even though, in the frame of reference of the Bala Iter, we need two Chute Lovan of Tzemer, and not only that, but these Chute Lovan of Tzemer replace, to some extent, in quotation marks, Tcheles, but nevertheless it's not Mamish Tcheles, and therefore it doesn't have the power to be Docha the Lav. And the Malbim continues, the Af Al Gav Shel Lovan Shel Tzemer Mutar Bepishton, even though Chute Lovan would be allowed in Pishton, Zeu Dafka Im Hatcheles, that's only if the Chute Lavan of Tzemer are accompanied by Tcheles. The Migud Tcheles Potar Lavan, the Migud Tcheles Potar Lavan Nami Potar. And that's a Svara that Tosus has presented in Masechta Ksubis on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We'll come back Lineder to that Tosus. Tosus establishes that the reason why Chute Lavan of Tzemer are Potrim Bepishton, even though he could have easily have used chute pishton, is because of a migu. That since the Torah was matir tcheles of tzemer, the Torah was also matir lovan shel tzemer. So the Malbim is no doubt alluding to that tosis in Ksubas on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. And we'll go back to read the Malbim. Says the Malbim, Zeu dafka im hatcheles. When do we say that we'll allow chutei tzemer on a beged shel pishton, and we'll apply the principle of esei dochalos? That's only if we have this migu of tcheles. That since the tcheles must be added to this beged, and it's made of tzemer, so too we can add another two chutim of tzemer. Avalo im lavan haba b'makom tcheles. But the status of chutei tzemer that aren't dyed with tcheles, they don't have the dye of the color of tcheles, but what do they have? A status of chutei lavan. Those chutim, even though they replace tcheles and they're absolutely necessary, nevertheless they're not tcheles mamish. And the nafkamina is that you cannot implement the principle of esse docha losase, because what we need for that is tcheles. Again, so what we're saying is the following. The additional two chutim, if you want to make them tzemer, you would have to somehow apply the principle of esse docha losase. And that you can't do over here. Why? Because there's no need, there's no compelling need for chute tzemer. The first two chutim, on the other hand, must be tzemer. And therefore we would say that since they must be tzemer, so you already have a heter kalayim, a heter of esei dochalosa, because it's yefshar bofen acher, and that should schlep along the other two chutim and allow them to be made of tzemer. But the answer is, says the Malbim, no, that can't do, because even though the original two chutim of tzemer, which we call kala ilon, are substituting for tcheles, insofar as there's an absolute requirement in order to fill the mitzvah tzitzis that we have two chutim of tzemer, nevertheless, it's not tcheles. And if it's not tcheles, we cannot apply the principle of esei docha losase in its extended form to the additional two chutim that he has to add to the first two. As far as the first two, we would apply Esei Docholos, and that we've seen in the Bala Yitur. But to extend that to the second through Migu and say, let the second two chutim also be made of Tzemer, even though they don't have to be, that we cannot do unless we have the real bona fide genuine Tchelis. So the Malbim continues, he says, Vizu Kavonas HaGemara, this is what the Gemara means, the Altsad Zeh, Sheyidche HaLavon Levado Mitzad Mitzvahs Lavon Dikalayim. And if you want to say, well, let the Chutei Lavon themselves be Doche Kalayim, meaning the additional two Chutim that he's adding to the first two, which are Bimkom Tcheles, let them be Doche Kalayim insofar as they were optionally made of Tzemer, I will say, Omar, Kavan, the Efshar, since he could have equally easily have done it in Mino, he could have used Shnei Chute Pishton, is therefore Lachain Lo Doche, it wouldn't be Doche. The Ein Lahakshel saw Shnei Chutim Shmokum Tcheles, Yuchrach Lios Shal Tzemer, but what about the first two Chutim, which were added to this Begin Shal Pishton by Hechrech, without any choice, because we must have them made of Tzemer in order to obtain the mitzvah of Tzitzis, the Agavon Yidche, and now, once we have the Dichui of Kalayim, as a result of the first two Chutim, what we'll call the Chutei Tcheles, in inverted commas, let's now extend the Din of Dechia to the second set, meaning the additional two Chutim, namely the Chutei Lavon, Agavon Yidche, Ze'eno. That we don't say. To who shall lo kimitzvaso? Because he hasn't really fulfilled the mitzvah of tcheles as it should be. He doesn't have the die of tcheles. That's the end of the language of the Malb. And it seems from the Malbim's presentation that the two chutei tzemer, which are substituting for tcheles, that's a double portion. There's no question about it. That you can add those, attach those to a beged of pishtan, because again, according to the Bala Itur, that's the tzivri, that's the mitzvah of the Torah, and mitzvah tcheles, without the die, has to be filled at least with chutei tzemer, we don't have any choice. However, what the Gemara is rejecting, by applying the principle of Reish Lakish, is because the problem is with the additional chutei lavon, added to the quasi tcheles, why are they made of tzemer? That you're not allowed to do because the Torah wasn't matir chutei lavon in a beged shel tzemer. I'm sorry, chutei lavon shel tzemer, excuse me, in a beged shel pishton. You can only add tzemer to a beged shel pishton as lavon only with the migu. The migu because there was already a matir chal with regard to the chutei tzemer of tcheles. But that matir could only apply if you have real, genuine tcheles. Then you could matir the chutei lavan of tzemer. But the Malbim doesn't really give us a grasp as to what the difference is between chutei tcheles that have to be there in the beged as a prerequisite to the mitzvah of tzitzis, because they are a substitute for tcheles, and with regard to those two chutim, will be matir, the Iser Kalayim, as opposed to. So again, if those two, let's go back. Let me formulate the question a little bit clear. What the Malbim doesn't give us is an insight into the distinction between chutei tzemer that are called tcheles and chutei tzemer that are not called tcheles. In both cases, tcheles ma'akev es halavon, so to speak. In other words, in both cases, I shouldn't say it that way, I should say it this way. In both cases, he has a mitzvah and an absolute requirement to be matil these chutim. Because again, according to the Bala Itur, even if you don't have kolid tcheles, and it's not real bona fide tcheles, you do have chutei tzemer and a requirement to place the chutei tzemer, even if they're not tcheles mamish, nevertheless the Torah requires us to put on those chutei tzemer. So once the Torah has required us, just like in the case of chutei tzever that are dyed tcheles, to add them to the beged, and that's enough to set up a din of heter kalayim, and that heter kalayim admittedly will extend even to the other chutei lavan, such that you can put chutei lavan of tzemer on this beged shel pishton. Why not say the exact same thing once you've established the esse dochalosa, the heter kalayim on the chutei tzemer, even without the color of the dye of tcheles? And that is an absolute requirement, and that's why you apply esse dochalosa. Why not go the next step in this mirror image, and through the migu, extend the din of dechi on the heter kalayim to the additional two chutim of lavan, and have them be made of tzemer? So in a sense, you can create a chart over here in the Malbim, and three out of four fit into place. You've got the first case is tcheles mamish, that's kolot tcheles, so it's chutei tzemer, kolot tcheles, and that is going to allow you to add two chutei tzemer of lavan to this beged through the mechanism of migu. Then you go down to the next case of two chutei tzemer without cheles, that's going to allow you to add that to the beged. So you've got three out of four cases of kilayim, of a heter kilayim, excuse me. Why not go the next, go the full 9 yards and just make the next step and say that just like in the first case you were able to extend it, meaning the migu is the extension rule that allows you to go from the heter kilayim of chutei tcheles, when it's tcheles mamish, to expand that heter kalayim to the chutei lavan, even though again those chutei lavan didn't have to be, nothing compelled you to make them of tzemer. It could have been made of pishton, but migu. So apply the same migu when you already have on the ground activated the dechi of kalayim through the two chutei tzemer of quasi tcheles, meaning Bimkom tcheles, because they're not really tcheles, they don't have the dye, the color of tcheles. And then once you have the dechia activated with regard to those two chutei tzemer, why not extend them through the power of migu, the mechanism of migu, to the other two chutim of lavan and make them of tzemer? Why does Gemara insist that at this point we apply the principle of Reish Lakish and we say, oh, wait a minute, you're not going to apply esse dochalosa to the chutei lavan? That's not going to allow you to put use tzemer, chutei tzemer for lavan. Why not use chutei pishton? It's efshel kam shneya. You're going to say migu? Says the Malbim. No, in this case, we don't say migu. But whatever the explanation for the Malbim is, one thing we see clearly, that the Malbim is reinterpreting the sugya of the Gemara. When the Gemara answers Kevin the Efsha b'minon, we thought that the Gemara meant that the chutei tzemer that are dyed kola ilon, which really are the fake treles, if you will, that could have been made from chutei pishton. There's no need to make them of tzemer, but that's not true, because we must make them of tzemer according to the Bala Itur, because that miktsas tcheles, that quasi tcheles, is absolutely indispensable. And therefore, we will apply the principle of esse dochalosa with regard to the chutei tzemer of kola ilon. But rather, what the Gemara means by efshar, came in the efshar b'minam, is referring to the additional two chutim, what we call the chutei lavan. There it's efshar b'minam. And let's point out one other additional point in the framework of the Malbim's explanation of the Bala Itur, that even though it's possible that the chutei lavan, the extra chutei lavan, could be made of pishton, why did the Anshei Yerushalayim institute a gzeira on any beged shel pishton, any sadin? Why not just add to this beged two chutei tzemer, right, to substitute for tcheles, and now an additional two chutim of of Pishtan for Lavan? And the only possible answer would be this gzera, that what we're afraid will happen in the case of this talus of Pishtan, instead of putting two chutei tzemer plus two chutei Lavan, he's going to substitute and make all four chutim made of tzemer. That's the essence of the gzera. And in Tosing Subas Daf Mem, you'll see a similar idea, that the gzera was because we're afraid that the additional two chutei lavan, instead of being made of pishtan, the person will violate the rule of Reish Lakish and he'll make them of tzemer, and that he can't do. And why can't he do it? Once again, because the two chutei tzemer, which are doche kalayim, are not colored tcheles, kol ilon, and therefore they don't contain the full-fledged mitzvah of tcheles, and we cannot activate the mikvah. So what we mentioned last time, but very, you know, we only got a chance to mention it, is that the Rashiv of Tarvid Das, Rav Shlomo Hyman on Yevamos, his Chidushim on Yevamos Siman Dalid, he explains the Bala Itur based on this Maldim, and once again the Gemara, when it says Efshar B'minon, what the Gemara is referring to is the additional Shnei Chutei Lavan, which are coming as Chutei Lavan, for the mitzvah of Lavan, and if he makes those Chutim of Tzemer, we do not apply the principle of Esei Docholosis, because it's Efshar L'kayim Shneim, he could have made those Chutei Lavan out of Pishtan. But what Reb Shlomo does for us is he adds an explanation, a svara, as to why is it that in the case of chutei tcheles, we're going to be matir the chutei lavan, even if they're made of tzemer. But if the chutei tzemer are just substituting for tcheles, but they're not real tcheles, then we're not going to extend the heter of esei docholoseseh on behalf of the chutei lavan and allow them to be made of tzemer. And his explanation is the following. He presents the thesis that the Bala Itur accepts the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam and Daf Mem Amid Beis, if you take a look for a second, you'll see the Tosfos Divrei Maskil Tchelis at the bottom of the page. Rabbeinu Tam presents the sheet of Hutra. In other words, the Iser Kalayim in the case of Tzitzis is not Midin Dechia. It's not the universal Allah of Esei Docholosaseh, but rather it's an absolute Heter. And whenever there's a combination in Tzitzis of Tzemer Upishn of Kalayim, then the Iser Kalayim was completely Hutar, even in the case, for example, of Lila and in the other cases that Rabbeinu Tam addresses. The Itur adopts the position of Rabbeinu Tam, and he holds that the reason why chutei tzemer are potrim bebeged shel pishtan, and chutei pishtan are potrim in a beged of tzemer, is because huta legamrei iser kalayim mitzvah tzitzis. There's an absolute heter, and therefore, even in a situation of efshal lekayim Shnehem, you could be Mekayim the mitzvah without violating the Losaseh. Nevertheless, we would say Hutar Iser Kalayim. That's called Hutra. And the reason for that is that when there's a combination of Tzemeru Fishton and a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tzitzis, the Iser Kalayim was Hutar Lagamre, and therefore you don't say Efshal Kalayim Shnehem. The Svar of Reish Lakish of Efshal Kalayim Shnehem only applies within the framework of Esei Dochalosaseh, which is your classical case. But when the essay has the power to go beyond Doche, but rather it's Matir the Losase, so there's a Heter Gomor in the Losase, then that Heter applies even if Efshal Akayim Shnei. Now, we have to ask the following question. The Gemara says explicitly that since it's Efshar Bimino, we don't apply the principle of Essay Dochalosa to Kalayim. To Tzitzis B'Kalayim. So, how could we explain the principle of Rabbeinu Tam's Dechuya, the way Reb Shlomo presents it, that it applies even if Efshal L'Kayim Shneim? The Gemara, after all, says that in Kalai B'tzitzis we apply the principle of Reish Lakish. So Reb Shlomo explains that the din that B'makom Tzitzis Huta Legamer Yisur Kalayim, that din was only formulated when the mitzvah of Tzitzis is fulfilled B'shlemos. Here's where Reb Shlomo introduces a new concept. A mitzvah Tzitzis B'shlemos, which means that he adds to the beged Tcheles, the full 9 yards of Tcheles, and that's when we apply the principle of Hutcha. However, if he cannot put Tcheles on the beged, for whatever reason, and he doesn't obtain the mitzvah of Tzitzis B'shlemus, then the Torah doesn't apply this din of Hutcha. The Torah is only going to allow to give the green light for Hutra, to remove the Yisur Kalayim completely from its Shoresh, in a situation where he obtains the mitzvah of Tzitzis B'shlemus. However, in the Balaita's frame of reference, we could apply Esei Docha Losaseh to Chutei Lavan, and that would be the universal halach of Esei Docha Losaseh, but that would only amount to Dechia. So again, if you're focused on Chutei Lavan and only on Chutei Lavan, then for the sake of that mitzvah, we would apply Dechia. You're lacking the mitzvah of Shlemus with Tcheles, and insofar as you're limited to the framework of Doche, then we apply the principle of Reish Lakish, the limiting principle, to qualify Esei Docha Losaseh. Say, when it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, ain't Esei Docha Losaseh. But only when we add Tcheles into the equation, and then the mitzvah becomes a mitzvah Tzitzis B'Shlemus, then we go beyond the bounds of the universal halacha of Esei Docha Losaseh, which again is limited to E.F. Sholakayim Shneim, and then, and only then, the Torah is Matir Yisur Kalayim Legamre, that's called Hutra, which means even if it's Yochel Lekayim Shneim, we still say the Yisur Kalayim was Hutar. And therefore now a sugya that we're afraid of Kola Elon, and therefore he doesn't have the full-fledged mitzvah of Tcheles. He may have some sort of quasi-substitute, and according to Baal Yitro, has to be there as Tzemer, but lacking the dye of Tcheles, you don't have the Q mitzvah tzitzis of Tcheles B'Shlemus. Therefore, we cannot apply the principle of Hutra. The only thing we could do is say Esei Docha Losaseh. But then when we apply the principle of Esei Docha Losaseh, as we said before, we're limited to the case of E.F. Sholakayim Shneim. And now we can understand the Shita of the Balaita very, very clearly. In a case where he puts two chutim of Lavan made of Tzemer, and he doesn't have Tcheles, that's going to be the case in the Gemara, the Anshe Yerushalayim, the fear of Kol Elon, then since the mitzvah is not fulfilled B'Shlemus, because he doesn't have real Tcheles, then there's no Hutar, as far as Kalayim is concerned, all we're left with is Esei Docha Losaseh. And therefore, he cannot put two Chutei Lavan, the additional two Chutei Lavan onto the Beged, as if they're made of Tzemer, because the entire heter here that could possibly apply would be Esei Docha Losaseh, and it's a case of Efshel Kaim Shneim. So if the entire heter of putting these Chutei Lavan of Tzemer in the Beged of Pishtan is only Esei Docha Losaseh, then we're going to always say, well, why does he need Chutei Lavan of Tzemer? He could have easily have accomplished the same exact goal, the same identical mitzvah with Chutei Lavan of Tzemer, of Pishtan, on this Beged Shel Pishtan. So again, the only way we could possibly say Hutar and Kalayim would be if we have full-fledged Tcheles that's dyed with the color Tcheles. But now that we don't have Tcheles, because all we have is color Elon, then we don't have Huta Legamre, all we have is Esei Docha Losaseh, and therefore, if it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, meaning he could have equally used Chutei Lavan Mimina Beged, namely Pishtan, he's obligated to do so, and if he doesn't do so, he wants to use Tzemer, he's violating Yisur Kalayim because of the principle of Ein Esei Docha Losaseh B'Makom She'Efshel Kaim Shneim. So this is the reason why We're going to institute a tour of Sadin B'tzitzis. As we said before, we're going to be afraid that since he doesn't have tchilas, if we allow him to put two chutim of semer in the beged of pishta, which he is allowed to do because of esei dochalo, so that's the efshel kashem. It's an absolute must, but nevertheless, he's going to extend it to the shnei chutei lavan, and he's also going to use semer, and that he can't do because since he's lacking the full fledged mitzvah of tcheles, he doesn't have savua b'tzeva tcheles. We reduce the level of the mitzvah as far as the chias halav of kalayim from hutra down to dechuya. Again, lacking, that's the breakthrough of Reb Shlomo Hyman, that lacking the unique breakthrough of Hutar Kelayim B'tzitzis in this parasha as a din misuyam resulting from and generated by the full-fledged mitzvah of Tcheles, then we go down to one notch to the universal din klali of Esei Dochalosaseh, and with regard to Esei Dochalosaseh, all we can have is Efshalakaim Shneim. But it's Efshalakaim Shneim, then Ein Esei Dochalosa. Therefore, since in our scenario and that of Hanshu Yushalayim, we have two chutim of Tzemer, which are absolutely required as a bimkom, as a replacement for Tcheles, but we don't have the full fledged mitzvah of Tcheles, then when we get down, so as far as the first two chutim, namely the chute tzemer that are replacing tcheles, we certainly could apply the principle of esei dochalos, because it's ef shel shneim, kaim shneim has no other choice. But when we go down to the two chute lavan, and he wants to make them of tzemer, we've got a serious problem here, because vis-a-vis the two chutim of lavan, the best you could do is esei dochalos. You no longer have hutra, because as we said before, hutra is generated only, it's conditional, contingent upon the full-fledged mitzvah of tzitzis with tcheles. Here he doesn't have that. Therefore, we go down to the level of the din klali of esei dochalos, which is limited, the wings are clipped, it's got to be efshel kaim shneim. Here, there's nothing compelling him to use two chute lavan of tzemer, he could equally use two chute lavan of pishtan, b'minan, and not be docha the lav, and that's exactly what we're required to do. And the gzeira of Anshe Yushalayim now makes absolute sense. You'll have to make this gzeira, because otherwise, who knows, he may add those additional two chute lavan from tzemer, you know, making the confusion, he started with tzemer, and now he's going to add to tzemer, make him all of tzemer. That's what he has in front of him. It's a kind of a migu that he's created, but he doesn't know the lumbus that migu can't work in this case because he doesn't have the full-fledged mitzvah of tcheles. So according to the Malbim and the Chidusha of Shlomo, our sugya can be interpreted in a very new way. It's not the simple pashtus of the sugya the way we would have understood it. And when the Gemara says efshe b'minan, it means with regard to those, that case of the where the first two chutim are dyed with kala ilan, then we're going to say with regard, we're not going to say efshar b'minan with regard to those two chutim, what we call the kala ilan dik chutim, because there, even if we apply esei dochalos, it's the efshar l'kaim shneim, we must have those chutim made of tzemer. But rather, what the Gemara means by efshar b'minon is with regard to the chutei lavan, osafim, the extra chutei lavan, that's going to be efshar b'minon, because when we come to that mitzvah of chutei lavan, since we don't have anything better than kol ilan on the first two chutim, so we get to the second chutim, we're going to have to require of him that he use chutei pishtan and not chutei tzemer, because with regard to those chutei lavan nosafim, we only have a miktas mitzvah essay of tzitzis. We don't have the full-fledged mitzvah, and therefore we cannot apply tchuya. We can only apply tchuya, and within the context of tchuya, we're going to ask him, hey, buddy, why don't you use two chutei pishtan for love on, why are you insisting on using tzemer? And again, even though we paskin that the chutei tzemer of love on are potrim b'shal pishtan, what we mean when we say chutei love on potrim b'shal pishtan, that's with regard to the first two chutim. Again, even though we paskin that chutei semer shel lavan
potrin b'shel pishtan. That's only if you have two chutim of tcheles mamish. But if they're not tcheles, then although those two chutim can be made of tzemer, but the additional two chute lavan, you're not allowed to make them from tzemer, because as Rav Shlomo explains, the only situation in which we can apply hutra is if we have the full-fledged mitzvah of tcheles, and therefore we're going to say, even if efshel kaim shneim, as far as the chute lavan of pishtan, we can still say hutar, and he doesn't have to make those chute lavan of pishtan, he can make them of tzemer, but if he doesn't have tcheles, and there's no hutar, then all we have is the din of dechia, and therefore we're going to say, since yachal kaim shneim, he could equally have easily have used two chute tzemer, I'm sorry, two chute pishtan for lavan, we're not going to allow him to use two chute tzemer. Now, if you notice in the next part of the Gemara quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, who says the following: "V'lo kol hamatil tcheles b'Yerushalayim eino ela min hamasmihim. Amar Rebbe im kein lama asrua lefi she'ein b'kiyum." And Rashi, regarding eino b'kiyum, suggests that Rabbi Eliezer, comes to argue on Beis Hillel, who required tzitzis in a beged shel pishtan. And we know that the minhag of Bnei Yerushalayim was not to put tcheles in sadin, and it means that sadin is potter mitzitzis, and therefore Rebbe says, don't we always paskin like Beis Hillel? And since we paskin like Beis Hillel, why are you pattering this beged shel sadin from tzitzis? Now, what I'd like to do now, in the few minutes that we have remaining, is to introduce our next discussion, which Bali Nedder will pick up in the next shiur, and that is the Shita of Beis Shammai. And the Shita of Beis Shammai is that, right here on the top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Sadin B'Tzitzis Beit Shammai Potrim. And Rashi says, and Tosus is not going to be happy about this, in the Dibra Maskil Beit Shammai, Rashi says that the reason why Beit Shammai Potrim, he says, the lo darshinan smuchin l'mishrei kelayim b'tzitzis. In other words, in a case of a beged shel pishtan, the only way that you could fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, the way it was formulated by the Torah, is to set up kelayim. And in this case, there's no heter of kelayim because Beit Shammai don't have the drasha of smuchin of lo silba shatnes gedilim tasalecha, and therefore there's no heter to the iser kelayim. Rashi is bothered by the language of Beit Shammai Potrin. We're not dealing with Chiyuv and Peturia, we're talking about Isur because of the Isur Kelayim. The only reason why Beit Shammai have no tzitzis be-beged shel pishtan is because of the Isur Kelayim that's going to be violated, and they don't have smuch, they don't have the heter of Kelayim b'tzitzis. Then it should have said, Beit Shammai should have said, Osrim, Beit Shammai Osrim. He says, Mishum tzitzis chovo hu labeged, v'afilu eino lovsha, v'isir v'heter nami b'hatal, came into Beit Shammai potter, havelu kelayim shalo b'mokom mitzvah, v'ovra le mishum kelayim. He says, the yesod here is that Beit Shammai potrim. So we're going to have to come back to this Rashi, Bli Neder, but I just wanted to point out to you that Tosfos cannot accept Rashi, that Beit Shammai rejects the drush of smuchin to be matir kelayim b'tzitzis, and Tosfos points out that the issue about being dorish smuchin or not being dorish smuchin as the Gemara establishes in Yevamos Daf Dalet, you'll see this about 10 lines down the Tosfos, afilu leman delo darsh smuch bialma b'mishnah Torah darsh. And since we're dealing with Mishnah Torah with Sefer Dvarim, the Gemara establishes that it's universally accepted that we're darsh smuchim. And if that be the case, Beit Shammai also has to accept the heter of Kalayim B'Tzitzis. Why doesn't he apply that heter to the case of a Beged Shel Pishtan, adding, as it were, Tcheles of Tzemer? And Tosfos therefore has to substitute a new interpretation for the Shita of Beit Shammai. Rashi also offers a second interpretation that even if Beit Shammai are moded to the drasha to be matir isaklein b'tzitzis, the reason they patir b'tzitzis is only midrabanan, because the gzera shalo lahatil tcheles besadim mishum shami yikra or mishum ksus laila, since there are situations in which he won't fulfill the mitzvah of tcheles and therefore he's left with Kelayim with Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah, the Rabbanan Asa. So again, there are two interpretations of Beit Shammai of Rashi, one of which Tosfos rejects, the first of which Tosfos rejects. The first pshat of Beit Shammai in Rashi is that there's an Iser Kelayim Midoraisa, there's no heter through the mitzvah of Tzitz on the Iser Kelayim. Beit Shammai doesn't have Smuchin. Tosfos rejects that because in Mishnah Torah, everybody Kuliyamalo plea that we Dorish Smuchin. And then Rashi's second interpretation, second approach to Beit Shammai, is that even though Beit Shammai accept the drush of the smuchim and they are matir iser kalayim b'tzitzis, that's on a doraisa level, but that they are poter, they are potrim a beged shel pishtan midrabanan, because of the gzera that if we allow tchelis besad, you may come into situations in which there's no mitzvah of tchelis, and therefore there's nothing to be doch the losai, violates the losas. Tosis offers two interpretations of Beit Shammai, and it's those two interpretations that we want to focus on Emirat Hashem in the next year. So please look over the Tosfos, and please emphasize in the first Teretz of Tosfos the words "Veikar Mitzvas Tcheles Lo Yehe Ela Bitzemer." Those are the key words that have to be understood, and in the second answer of Tosfos, we should emphasize the words at the very beginning of the second Teretz, Inami la'ashmi'inon kesher elyon, and he goes on to refer to the sugya earlier on Daf Lamed Tes about kesher elyon. So those are the two answers of Tosfos, and B'li Nedar will see if we can analyze those two answers. And the next thing we want to do, just to, if you want to make a note of it, is we want to study the Tosfos Ksubas Daf Memo and Aleph Dira Maskel Kigon, that Tosfos presents the Shita that the reason why the mitzvah of Tzitzis is Docha Kalayim, even though Lechor it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, because who says he has to wear this Beged of Pishtan? He could wear a Beged of Tzemer. And Tosfos says, "Mashi yochol l'kaim a mitzvah beged acher eino chashuv efshel l'kaim shnei." So we'll try to understand that Tosfos in Masechta Ksubos.